This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Let's hear a little bit about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They're going to do an interview with the national media. If you've been waiting for this, wait no more. It's going to happen tomorrow night on CNN.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are hitting the road and the airwaves. Harris will sit down with CNN this week for her first interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. Walz will join her with the interview airing tomorrow night. The Trump campaign has been hitting Harris's lack of media access. While she often speaks with reporters on Air Force Two, the sessions are off the record, meaning her words cannot be used.
Why doesn't she do something like I'm doing right now? She can't talk.
She wants to represent America all over the world, but she's terrified to face a friendly media.
The interview will be conducted in Savannah, Georgia, as Harris and Walz kick off a bus tour through the state later today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In remarks to the International Association of Firefighters Convention, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, says that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are not behind America's workers.
The only thing these guys know about working people is how to take advantage of them, how to not pay them. Every single chance they've gotten, they've waged a war on workers and the ability to collectively bargain. When it comes to so-called right-to-work laws that deprive unions of funds they need, Donald Trump has said he supports right-to-work 100%. Everybody in this room knows right-to-work means right-to-work for less, right-to-work more dangerously, right-to-work for no pensions.
And January 6th is back in the news. New indictments for Donald Trump. Sometimes things don't change. There's new footage of then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, reacting in real time to the thousands of MAGA fanatics who were rioting and attacking the Capitol.
She's heard saying that Donald Trump is an enemy, a domestic enemy in the White House, and that he would have to pay a price somehow for the attack on the Capitol January 6th. She also talks about a prompt impeachment and potentially mobilizing the cabinet or urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. She also is unequivocal in her condemnation of the security failures that day by the U.S. Capitol Police, by the sergeant-at-arms of the House, of the security officials who would leave their jobs just hours after the U.S. Capitol attack, after the disgraceful failures of security. All of this comes as Congress investigates the security failures and how they happened that day. A Republican-led House subcommittee has been doing this for some time. They collected this video, though it was Democrats who released it this morning, ahead of what Republicans are likely to use as a way to criticize Nancy Pelosi.
You know, that was just such an embarrassing day in America's history.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.